For the past 6 months or so, I have been doing most of my Salesforce development off-platform, in other words, using Salesforce more as an MBOS for native iOS apps. The platform has a rich set of RESTful APIs that make building mobile apps really fast. I typically like to test my queries and REST calls separate from my app, until I know they are working correctly, before adding them to my Xcode project. Workbench has been one of my go-to tools for a long time. It is quick and easy. But I just didn't dig the styling. It's just me, I like native apps, the more well-designed the better. My favorite apps are tools like Sketch, Day One, The Hit List. They combine style and function amazingly well. It got me thinking, is there a tool as powerful as Workbench, but with a better design and interface? I'm happy to share that the answer is a resounding yes. Paw is my new favorite tools for accessing the Salesforce REST APIs. Note, Paw is a third-party paid app. It provides a trial version if you want to check it out. The first thing you need to do when working with Paw is to set up an environment and OAuth2 authentication. This took me a little bit to work out. Thankfully, Paw lets you save configurations and share them. You can download mine, but let's look at the steps you need to do. 1. Create a domain. Domains let you create a series of environment variables for constructing URLs and adding common headers for requests. For my configuration, I set the following. 2. Add authorization header. Salesforce uses OAuth2 for authentication, authorization, and passes the access token in the HTTP header. Paw does a great job of making the OAuth2 flow and injecting this access token header in a really creative way. From inside your domain, add a new header, authorization, and write the header value section, then select authorization greater than OAuth2 authorization. Fill in the following details. Client ID, add the client ID from your connected app configured in Salesforce. Client secret, add the client secret from your connected app configured in Salesforce. Authorization URL, https://login.salesforce.com/services/OAuth2/authorize. Access token URL, https://login.salesforce.com/services/OAuth2/token?format=url encoded. Redirect URL, https://localhost/auth_z21wtw. The trickiest part is the redirect URL. This URL must match exactly the callback URL specified in your connected app. In Salesforce, callback URLs must either be a HTTPS endpoint or a custom URL scheme such as mobiles://success. Paw requires a public URL as it introspects the response in the OAuth flow for the access_token. I have Apache running on my Mac, so I set the callback URL to https://localhost, but you should be able to use just about any HTTPS endpoint that you manage. Once you have everything configured, click Get Access Token and Authenticate with Salesforce. With the access token now in the header, you can quickly create API calls by inheriting your domain settings. There you go. Paw is now my go-to tool for querying the Salesforce REST API. If you want to try it out, you can download my config here. All you need to do is add your client ID and secret. I've just scratched the surface of what Paw can do though. It can even generate code to make calling these RESTful APIs for you, including support for Swift. Besides, how can you not love an app made by a company called Lucky Marmot? My inner hiker is happy.